From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Obama says there will be no deal to avert the fiscal cliff unless Republicans drop their opposition to raising tax rates on the wealthiest Americans. The president is meeting with a bipartisan group of governors today about efforts to head off automatic tax increases and spending cuts next month. Republican Utah Governor Gary Herbert says the governors are pressuring the president for an agreement.
You've got to come together and get this done. This impacts the economy. The uncertainty that's out there lingering is creating havoc with our economy and our states.
Democratic Delaware Governor Jack Merkel is also worried that time is running out.
We're not saying it should be this plan or that plan. I think what we all agree on is something's got to get done. And the idea that taxes on so many middle-class Americans could go up at the beginning of the year if something isn't done is something that could really negatively impact the economies in all of our states.
The six governors say they want assurances that any deal to cut spending won't shift the burden to the states. A Missouri congresswoman is calling it quits to join a lobbying trade group not quite a month after winning an easy re-election to a ninth term. NPR's Esvidate reports.
Republican Joanne Emerson has been representing Southeast Missouri since 1996. On November 6th, she won re-election with 72% of the vote. This week, she announced she has a better offer. In February, she takes over as president and CEO of the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association. In a statement on her House website, Emerson wrote, "I am not leaving Congress because I have lost my heart for service. To the contrary, I see a new way to serve." Missouri will have to schedule a special election to replace Emerson. Esvidate, NPR News.
Residents of Northern California are bracing for another series of wet and windy storms, the fourth in the past week. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, the region is still recovering from the last series of storms that dropped between 15 to 20 inches of rain in some areas.
Pacific Gas and Electric is still trying to restore power to more than 5,500 customers after the region was smacked by a fierce storm Sunday that toppled trees and produced flash floods in some key roadways. But that storm came in and out so fast that flood warnings for the Napa and Russian Rivers were for naught. The good news is that forecasters say the new series of storms is expected to pack less punch, and the region will get a chance to dry out after Wednesday. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Police are firing tear gas to stop protesters from approaching the presidential palace in Cairo. Tens of thousands have taken to the streets in anger over a draft constitution that allies of Egypt's president pushed through and decrees giving him sweeping powers. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down 2 points at 12,964. This is NPR. Plans for two major settlement projects in East Jerusalem are moving forward. There's been growing international anger over the Israeli settlement construction ever since last week's UN recognition of a state of Palestine. A senior Palestinian official is warning that his government could pursue war crimes charges if Israel doesn't put an end to the settlement projects. A Syrian education ministry official says a mortar that hit a ninth grade classroom in the Damascus suburbs has left at least 13 students and one teacher dead. Earlier, state media gave a death toll of 29 students and a teacher. The government-run news agency Sana blamed the attack on terrorists, the term used by the government to refer to rebels fighting against the Bashar Assad regime. Spanish unemployment has climbed higher for the fourth straight month. As Lauren Frere reports from Madrid, Spain's recession shows no sign of letting up.
Nearly 75,000 more Spaniards signed up for jobless benefits last month. November's normally a dismal month for unemployment data, well after summer jobs have ended and before holiday ones begin. But this was the worst November for job losses in 11 years. Hardest hit was the service sector, followed by agriculture and heavy industry. But job losses in construction have eased. The European Statistics Agency says Spain's unemployment rate tops 26%, the continent's highest. This week, Europe dispatched part of an up to $130 billion bailout for Spanish banks. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
Dozens of people are dead in the Philippines following a typhoon and massive flooding. Officials say at least 33 villagers and soldiers drowned when water rushed down a mountain, engulfing the victims. This is NPR News. Support.